This is Arizona Public Media in Tucson. I'm Mark Dugan. Over the next few weeks, the Monday edition of In-Depth Arizona will take a closer look at Tucson's newest city council members. Two of our subjects were voted in last November. The other was appointed by the council early this summer to fill a vacant seat. We asked each council member to review their months in office so far, what they've done for their ward, and for the city as a whole. We asked them about the issues they feel most passionate about and how they get along with other council members. We start this week with Ward 5's Richard Fembris. Fembris grew up in Ward 5, and he was elected to the Tucson City Council in November 2009. Councilman Fembris, what do you think's been your top accomplishment since you took office? And by that, I mean both for your ward and the city.
Well, I think that our work has begun, and I think some positive things have happened. The big thing, receiving the streetcar grant, which will help us in many ways by putting people to work and also improving our transportation. Not laying off any police and firefighters during the budgetary shortfall discussions was another positive thing. Taking off a potential renter's tax off the table, too, was a positive thing, I think, because that really impacted the most needy in our community.
Well, those kind of drastic measures have never really been taken off the table, especially with the city's budget problems still unsolved. So they could come back, and you could be fighting them again.
Yes. This year we're projected to face $51 million shortfall. And that's not even complete, because we don't know what the legislature is going to do to us once they go back into session. The budget for the state is still in very disarray, and they're going to be looking at shared revenues again to pay potential cuts. So we've seen a lot of cuts that were impacted the cities and the counties, and I project that there'll probably be more. Our backs are against the wall right now.
Now, despite the sluggish economy both locally and nationally, you report that there are actually some things happening in your ward right now to bring jobs and infrastructure in.
Very positive thing. We have Costco coming in, retail right across from Quincy Douglas on 36 and Keno. That's already put 100 new people to work. Across from that, we have the U of A Biosciences Park project. A hotel is also planned in that area. You know, we've had Quick Trips come in. Two of them have been placed in my ward. The Goodwill Industries has expanded 3 stores, they're all in Ward 5 right now. So those are putting people to work, and it's also providing services to the folks that need them the most.
We're talking with Tucson Ward 5 Councilman Richard Fembris. Ward 5 includes a large part of the city's south side, including areas south of 22nd, east of 12th Avenue, and north of Valencia. It's home to a lot of working-class families and locally owned small businesses. Mr. Fembris, the council has been accused of being unfriendly to business, particularly from a bureaucratic standpoint. Whether that's true or not, can you give me any specific examples of things you've done to cut red tape for small businesses in your ward?
Well, I've been having several business meetings with the local business community in Ward 5. We have met several times to talk about issues. I've looked at some of the vacant buildings that are in Ward 5 and have been talking about seeing how we could possibly develop those. We've created more flexibility on the certificate of occupancy that will help create more flexibility for the small business community. It's also encouraging the growth of the new businesses by streamlining the certificate of old process. So there are a lot of things that we're looking at to try to stimulate the economy, help the small business people get back on board, and trying to help curtail some of the restrictions that they've had in the past.
Councilman Fembris, in closing, how do you feel about your place on the council and what you've all accomplished?
It's a good working relationship right now. I think the community needs to realize how hardworking this council has been trying to keep the city afloat.
That's Tucson City Councilman Richard Fembris, who oversees Ward 5. Fembris was elected late last year. His term expires December 2nd, 2013. We interviewed him about 2 weeks ago. Next Monday morning on In-Depth Arizona, we'll interview Councilman Paul Cunningham from Tucson's East Side Ward 2. And 2 weeks from now, we'll hear from Steve Kozacek from Ward 6. I'm Mark Dugan, Arizona Public Media.